I'm Chris Jericho. And I am all in with All Elite Wrestling.
Yeah!
Woo!
Well, All Elite is happening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another All Elite episode of the All Elite Podcast with the most All Elite podcasters in the All Elite world.
Just keep name repetition.
It
All
is
Elite. All Elite.
Matt Mania All Elite Podcast.
Yeah.
That's right.
Over there we got All Elite Mega Ran. I'm All Elite T-Call.
And I'm All Elite Neo X. Super Elite.
Unfortunately, All Elite Rock Knowledge couldn't be here. But
he's being elite at home, though.
Yeah, wherever he is, he's
wherever
being elite.
Wherever he's at, he's being an elitist.
Absolutely. we might have another guest coming through. We'll let you know. But thank you for tuning in for another episode. It's good to be back. I was out for a minute. So I'm back. I was in D.C.
Yeah.
Hanging out. Thanks to y'all for holding it down. Teak and Rock.
Of course.
Neo was out, and you got buried when you weren't here. How do you feel about that, sir?
I was only buried like a foot deep. It wasn't even that bad.
Oh.
They can't scold me.
So I know you brought your gift then.
You know
right?
what, though?
Because it's after the holidays.
I'll pull a Mean Gene.
Oh, he brought a gift.
They buried me. When they buried me, I was buried face down. Y'all kissed my ass.
Okay. Rest in peace, Mean Gene.
Love you, Mean Gene.
He was at Disneyland, so while he was buried, he was at the happiest place on earth. So.
Yeah, he was enjoying life.
I don't care.
So let's talk. Let's talk putting over, as we always do at the beginning of the show. We talk about some things outside of wrestling before we go all in on wrestling.
The All Elite putover.
So my All Elite putover for today is where I just came from. MAGFest, Music and Gaming Fest, which is in Washington, D.C. area. It's 3 days of straight music, game music, fun, chiptunes, DJing, raves, panels,
neck beards,
contests. Neck beards,
fedoras,
hugs. I ain't seen any fedoras. But
Edge
there's
Lords.
Wrestling fans. There's
man,
cosplay.
I need to plan on going next year.
It was super dope.
Go
and this year it's
too,
gotten
man.
Really big. It's over 40,000 people now. I played a show to like 5,000 people Friday night. Insane. Had a special guest,
awesome.
Austin Creed, came through, jumped on stage. Perfect hype man. Hype man, the song New Day rocks. Dressed as Skate from Streets of Rage. So he did it on skates. I gotta say that was very impressive.
Oh, he had skates on?
He had skates on. So
oh,
he's
wow.
like sliding around on stage
full,
on skates.
Full gimmick.
Also, right before the show, it got crazy. I don't know if you saw the video, but there's like women in the back like twerking during the whole set because he was like, yo, do you mind if my friends come up on stage too? And I was like,
Who's friends? Who's
sure.
Who's that, pal?
I didn't ask. I should have been like, who are your friends? But they were like girls that were
so
in
some guy
cosplay.
Asked you if
no, Austin Creed asked me.
Oh, there you go, pronouns.
If his friends could come on stage with him to
and
perform.
And there were some cosplay chicks.
And they were all in cosplay, all in skimpy stuff, and they were just twerking the whole set. And for a moment, I'm just rapping, looking at the crowd, and I look back, and I was like, whoa. And K Murdoch, who's in the mic, was like, whoa.
I imagine K Murdoch's face is like, yo, he gets all bright eyed.
yeah, so he was like, yo, hey, like in the mic. And so
friend
I looked back and yeah, they were like twerking on his table and stuff. Oh, man.
Cosplay ladies, friends of the show.
It was something special. You had to see it. But the full set is on. Man, they made me feel like look like $1 million. They had a great stage setup. I had Creative Mind Frame, Bit Force, Kadesh Flow up there rocking with me.
Oh, man. I'm a big fan.
It was such a good time.
IQ was there.
Man, all the homies, man. It was a Shubzilla. It was a very good time.
Man, all the homies except us.
Smoking fast.
Except
stack.
Y'all.
Shubzilla. Woo!
So next time, y'all got to come through.
Shout out to all the NPC fam, though.
Yes, yes.
They're holding down. Samus was out there with you.
Yes, we did a dope panel. We did an NPC panel that Austin was on. I got to mod his Q&A where a friend asked him about... beating Kenny Omega in video games.
I will beat Kenneth.
And he decided to go in and was like, everybody record this and tweet it at Kenny so he can blow his Twitter up. He's like, I'll beat him in any game. He's only good at Street Fighter. So maybe one day that will go down. Maybe one day it'll go down on up, up, down, down.
All Elite, up, up, down, down.
All Elite. So that's what I'm putting over. What you got,
Neo? Let me ask, though, before we get into that. So Teak said he'd be down to go to MAGFest.
Mm-hmm.
Teak, would that mean you would make video game inspired music specifically for MAGFest? Would you make?
Well, you don't
like
have
that?
To. I mean, just to go, you can go and enjoy yourself.
No, but like, let's say he wanted to perform. Like, let's say they booked him to perform.
He would have to submit music, and then they'll be like, "Hey," and it doesn't necessarily have to be game music.
Oh, right. Okay. It doesn't
no,
have
I would
to
only
that way.
I would only perform because I'd be on Rand's set if he'd have me.
He'd probably just so jump on my set.
Feature yeah, spot. Just come up and do something just so I can be on stage in front of 5,000 people.
Hell, I'd even jump on there. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd have y'all all up there. Be like, we are your Matt Mania.
We are your elite podcasting group.
I'd put us over on stage, definitely.
I think it'd be great, though, if we can try to make it to MAGFest. Because I wanted to go last year, and it wasn't in the cards. Mm. Couldn't do it this year. Because
you were in Disney.
I was at Disneyland.
But no, and also, I just haven't seen, like, the crew since we were in fucking Texas when we went out there for Mania. I mean, I've seen IQ since then. But.
Oh, wow. It's been a minute, yeah. We gotta all get together again. Usually, MAGFest and South By are like our...
Are the ones.
Are times that we get the chance to get up.
This is one of those things where, like, I'm a big fan of Kadesh Flow, Storyville, and a lot of those cats, and I've never met them. But that's I feel crazy. Like I knew them, I know them through music. And
through the music, man. That means they're good at the music because they're able to make you feel like they know
Super
you.
Super talented. Kadesh Welcome, sir.
I haven't met Kadesh. Our show
we have a gentleman in the studio, our fourth guest. Our fourth member.
G1
to the rescue.
Man told me to take the 10 west to the 202, and it was closed.
Man,
you
know, did I say
you
west?
Use your Googles.
I was going to at first, but I was Googles. Trying not to use it. I had to go back around. I ended up all the way on 75th Avenue before I turned around.
Did I say 10 west?
You did say 10 west in the text message.
Wow, I can't believe that you My told bad. Me the wrong way when you knew exactly where you were going.
I knew exactly where I was going, but I'm used to going west on the 10. That's my bad. So Ariel. I thought this, in the 21st century, we were all able to use our cell phones, our computers in our pockets.
I was trying to be primitive. Before, sir,
and so. This ain't your first time at this show, bro.
Hey, I was just trying not to rely on my GPS.
No, he's got you on that one, bro. Right. This is not your first
You've
rodeo.
You've been here before.
Hey, I was just trying. Both all times I've used my GPS, I was just trying not to. You know what I'm saying?
You were just trying to get lost.
Plus I was coming
trying to get lost.
No. Exactly. Plus I was coming from home. I ain't never like came here from coming from HKS. So I was just making sure.
It's actually very close.
Yeah. I would
I was like, how did I beat this dude? I stopped for Subway.
You could have
took
the streets here. You could have came straight down to 24th Street.
I should have just told you to do that. But we're in the process of putting over. I put over MAGFest and also I would love to put over a single by my homie Chesky, but we can't play it.
Are you going to input that later?
Yeah, we'll put it in. No, I'm not going to play it because I don't want us to get snagged for something. Okay. But the song's called Say No More. Go check it out. It's really good.
Say No More.
It's good. It's like a gospel folk type song with some rapping in it. And he does some chopping as well. Chesky's one of the most talented dudes I know because he plays guitar, he raps, he sings, he does folk songs. Really talented cat. Anyway, yeah, check him out. So Chesky spelled C-E-S-C-H-I. So now, moving forward, let's talk to Teak Hall. What are you putting over?
Yo, I'm putting over something that I was sleep on last year, but since it's January, I just got onto it. Fonte's album that he dropped last year.
Oh, no news is good
Where
news.
Have you been,
Dang,
bro?
I've extra
been,
slept.
I've
Dang.
Been somewhere that was... Somewhere that I wasn't hearing that.
What's, bro, the, name, what's the name of the album?
No News is Good News.
Bro, you was in a tomb, man.
That's a really good album. That's like some grown man rap.
Bro, I woke up to Cry No More every morning,
yes,
man.
Cry No More is dope. Fucking Expensive Jeans.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
I mean,
shout out to Fon Tigolo, Foreign Exchange Fam. Tigolo.
So Help Me God. That's like my song in the morning.
Such as
Heart.
Fucking right, such is life.
So,
come on.
Yeah, I was listening to Spotify and you know how it just starts playing random people shit after the album is over.
Exhaust that list.
And then So Help Me God came on and I was like, who the fuck is this? Because the hook kind of sounded like Pusha T. So I was like, damn, did he sample like Pusha T on this? And I went to go see who it was. And I was like, oh shit, this is off Fonte's album. Like, I've been seeing it on my shit that I should listen to. I just hadn't listened to it. And then
great
album. Such is Life. That was another.
And then once I
started
playing that shit, I was like, man, I was like, this is. I posted it right on my Instagram. Like, this album hits so close to home as far as like being a older black man. You know,
it's grown up rap, man. I appreciate
that. At a middle age point, the things that like you have to deal with, like parents dying and, you know, your health.
Like your health, like heart disease and things like that. Like he talks about a lot of real stuff.
Yeah.
Shout out to Fonte. It's a great album.
Tickle, 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 tickle.
Yeah, man, that's a good pick. I didn't know you hadn't heard that. I'd have put you on that a long time ago.
I haven't heard it either.
Just started playing it this month.
So. Check it out yourself.
Yeah. If it's a putover, I should really get into that.
You should.
Anybody that's else who hasn't checked it out, for. Yeah, go check that out. Just some dope music.
Great album. What you got, Neo?
So, took a break from the WWE product for a little bit.
Little WWE?
Yeah, and I started watching this anime. Shout out to Rock Knowledge, friend of the anime game.
Friend of the anime community.
He's the elite anime nerd.
Not exactly. He hates anime.
I started watching this on Netflix. It's called High Score Girl. So it's actually really, it's actually made.
That sounds like a hentai.
Yeah, well, listen, you can keep your dirty ass search history to yourself, G1.
We had a whole episode about hentai.
I watched another one.
Another hentai?
No.
I think I heard it as High Score Girl.
But go ahead. Tell me about it.
Pronouns.
I have not watched a hentai, but go ahead.
Tell us more about today. This High Score Girl.
Today.
All right. So it's actually illustrated by Rensuke Oshiriki, and it's actually a 90s romantic comedy, but it's around this boy. His name is Haruo Yaguchi, and he's actually a student. And he's not athletic, he's not very intelligent, but he is good at video games, specifically Street Fighter II. So not only do you get a little history, not only do you get like a little history about like coin-operated games and games, when they've been in inception, but you also get this like complicated love story between he and his love interest. So again, it's very, very funny. And it's got these games that are very relatable to us growing up.
And doesn't she kick his ass on Netflix. Video games?
Yeah, so she actually picks Zangief and he picks Guile.
So it's a real Street Fighter.
Yeah,
like they're not like Fighter Street and it's a fake Street Fighter.
No, it's actually, if I'm not mistaken, it's actually produced by Square Enix.
Oh, so well, they don't make Street Fighter.
I know that. I'm getting that smart
permission from Capcom.
Thank you,
sure.
G1.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking I was like, Square Enix.
You know how Capcom permissions work?
I think I do.
So I know they got different permissions because not only do they reference like Capcom, they also reference like SNK. They also reference.
Oh, nice. So like King of Fighters.
It's very referential. Fate of Fury.
Yep.
So like Wreck-It Ralph did. Like it references a lot of stuff that
that's
wasn't
actually
Disney.
A very good comparison. Yeah, Wreck-It Ralph. Okay. But it involves, you know, again, this boy who wants to be the best gamer but falls in love with this girl who beats him up. And then
High Score Girl.
You know, yeah, and it kind of keeps going. What's really the one of the things that I really liked is they actually get into like cheap tactics. So he actually had to resort to a cheap throwing tactic from Street Fighter 2, where he would hit Zangief with short just to get in frame and throw Zangief.
Him. Wow.
So it gets into so much detail where you get, it's like, I remember seeing
that. Oh, wow. So that's like real lore stuff.
Real lore, yeah. So that's my pick. High Score Girl. It's on Netflix, season one and two is on Netflix.
I'm going to check that out. That's what's up.
Man. Please do. It's really, really good.
All right. G1, what you got, sir?
To the rescue.
Man. It's funny because I actually have an anime to put over myself. I have a put over and
quit
I have
copying
a,
me.
No copy at all. Mm-hmm. I have a put over and I have a put down.
Oh, it's going to bury somebody.
But the put over first on a positive note. I, you know me as an avid, like, Sentai fan, so I get into like Power Rangers, Super Sentai, Metal Heroes, all that.
He's trying to say hentai.
So there's a nah.
trying to sneak hentai into the show every episode.
At some point. So there's an anime, I'm gonna call it by its short name, Gridman. The full title of the anime is SSSS.Gridman. Why the four S's?
Hentai fighter.
No.
Super slimy, cynical hentai.
For those of you Latsky alumni like myself that were born in the 80s, raised in the 90s, you may remember a little show called Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad with Matthew Lawrence as the lead character. That was derived from a Japanese show called Gridman, the Hyper Agent. Well, this anime is made by Tsuburaya, who's responsible for Gridman and the Ultra series. So people, fans of Ultraman, probably know who Tsuburaya is. And this anime borrows elements of both the original Japanese show and the American show, and puts it in anime form and does the story so tastefully. So whether you were a fan of either one, depending on where you come from, is super dope. It was 12 episodes total. It ended like super quick, but just, I got so engulfed into it. I haven't got engulfed in an anime like this since Tekkaman Blade, and I know that was a long time ago, but this was like super dope, and certain things were like almost animated or drawn kind of similar to those shows that we all know and everything. And it was solid. It was super dope. That finale episode, like, spoiler alert, on the finale.
No, hey, come on.
Do no spoilers.
Don't do that to
can't
us.
Can't do spoilers.
This is what the putovers are for.
You're just telling them to check it out. You can't tell them to check it out tell and them spoil it.
Why to watch it and then spoil it.
It's just because you know how shallow certain audiences are. You know,
you never know.
Like, oh, I watch it or whatever. You're right. We are on a nerd-centric podcast.
This
so
is a very illustrious podcast with mad reach.
You're right.
I was going to say, it's crazy how you think you watch shit or think you know shit, and it's like I'm absolutely lost in everything he's talking about right
now. I mean, listen,
and I like anime and everything else, and he's talking about shit that I'm like, oh yeah, I feel like Rock right now,
but you gotta,
right? Like, I just checked out.
Yeah, but
nah,
only,
but I'm gonna check it out though.
Yeah, only if you,
and yours too,
if you know those things. Now let me get into my put down. My put down is
change the show.
Come on now. You come in here rearranging our format.
Hey, man.
Keep that for the burial. Can you keep that for the burial?
Dang.
We're going to get to the burial, though.
Okay. It's quick. It's super quick.
Is it
though.
Quick, though?
It's super quick.
Is it another anime?
No, it's not an anime
okay.
at all.
Right.
It's super
what
quick.
What is it? What is it?
My put down, or G1's put down, would be Hulu. Why is Hulu a put down?
Man, because, trying to make his own segments.
Seriously.
Right on, brother.
G1's put down.
Because Hulu, why is it that first you only have
going into business for himself?
Why is it that you only got the first three seasons of Sliders and not 4 and 5? I literally had to go out to Best Buy, buy the complete collection on DVD just to get 4 and 5 back, which are very important seasons.
Well, guess what, sir? If they were that important to you, then you should have owned them in the first place. So.
I did Hulu own them. I sold them because Hulu, all five were on Netflix, and then Netflix
and then
took them off.
So Hulu just made you have to go get them yourself. So you should be thanking Hulu.
That's how it was with Power. Like,
own it.
Man.
I think they bring you in because the first, what, three seasons of Power on Hulu?
Yeah.
And
after
that, you got to get Stars. Yeah, like, so I get
Rand
that.
Just
so,
had to buy the whole season of Girlfriends.
Yeah, Girlfriends ain't on any streaming service.
It's show. Like,
I had to buy it.
Hey, hold on. We need to address that because that's foul.
There, how many seasons was it? Eight?
It's like seven seasons.
Yeah. I'm
this
like,
is a show about successful African-American females that is not available on any streaming service, Netflix, Hulu. Y'all ought to be ashamed of yourselves. That's terrible.
Slipping.
Look, let's we just go. Got living single, all right? baby steps.
Baby steps.
Yo, going back to...
You can't have two good successful women shows on.
Going back to Gridman, though, where can the Mad Maniacs check it out?
Oh, absolutely. Check it out. You can actually check it out two ways. Either the Funimation app.
Funimation,
so for those of you that had a Funimation app, either on your phone, on your game system, or you can check it out on Crunchyroll. I will say, if you're watching on Crunchyroll, it's not gonna be it's not gonna be overdub. It's gonna be the sub version. If you watch it on Funimation, it will be the overdub version. So check it out. At this point, the series is over, so all 12 episodes should be available on both platforms. You will definitely, definitely love it. If you're a fan of things like Super Sentai, Metal Heroes, Power Rangers, et cetera, et cetera, Kamen Rider. Whatever.
Thank you, G1, for putting yourself over. Going into business for yourself. Now, speaking of Funimation, this would have been a time where I would say, hey, go to Funimation now, put in our code and get a discount. However, our link is broken. So that's why I was like, I can't really talk about it because I've been in talks with them about fixing our link. our affiliate program person left the company, and a lot of the stuff is kind of in the, a lot of stuff is in the air.
So we're kind of like on that.
I can't give them a free.
The label got bought out or went under, and we're kind of
like that.
Are we gonna go
over in limbo?
Are we gonna be on Sony Red? Or are we gonna be on Def Jam Island? Right. Like, we don't.
Y'all be on E1?
Yeah, right. We don't know, man. We on the Koch Records.
I'm gonna say they used to say Koch was the graveyard.
Nah, Cam used to always say they was making money off.
Yeah,
Koch.
They
sure was.
When you popular and independent, they was getting getting most of the money off the albums. There.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, man.
So, Matt Maniacs, reach out to Funimation.
Let Funimation know that. I don't know what's going on. I haven't a subscription, but like my subscription link is not.
I have a
anymore.
Subscription too, Funimation.
I hope we're getting paid from that.
We shouldn't be paying for these things.
So I'm saying, let Funimation know. Hey, Mega Ran told me to watch your anime. I'm not getting my discount. Pay me my money.
Yeah, we got to get kickback. Speaking of paying money, thank you to anyone who's been hopping on the Patreon, which is patreon.com/MattManiaPodcast. We appreciate you and your contributions. They're going to help us have a great Royal Rumble weekend. Speaking of Royal Rumble weekend, bam, the Ramble. Before the Rumble is going down, Crescent Ballroom, Friday, January 25th. Don't forget.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be lit.
So excited.
After that, we're going to Unexpected Art Gallery for the first ever Zealot Pro Wrestling World Championship Tournament.
Whoa.
Featuring folks like Simon Grimm, Joey Ryan, Jack Jameson, American Kaiju, Devin Sparks. Who else?
Oh, there's going to be a ragtag group for sure.
There's a wrestler by the name of American Kaiju?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Yeah, Devin Sparks.
He's dope.
Former AWF Arizona champion as well.
Yo, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. He's a local guy.
Why don't you tell these folks what they can expect at the Ramble?
Well, they're going to get a lot of talking. Also, a lot of new merch.
A lot of snacking.
And concerts from myself, Teak Hall, Bear Ghost. Andy Savage has a band who's going to be playing WWE themes. It's going to be dope. Don't forget, you can get your tickets right now at MegaRan.com/shows or at anywhere you get podcast information.
I'll be there playing the harmonica.
Also, surprise guests.
There will be surprises.
Not to be announced.
We can't say anything.
You got to come there and find out.
And we're still trying to get the hashtag trending. Get Naya to the Ramble. Hashtag
true.
Get Naya to the Ramble.
Hashtag
shout out to Rock Knowledge.
Get Naya to the Ramble. We
got
to do that.
They got good tacos there.
Yo, you're going to love the beer, the burritos.
The burritos.
This is at the Crescent Ballroom?
Yeah. Yes.
Never been in this place.
Great burritos.
Hey, I mean, the same meat that's in the burritos is in the tacos. So.
True. So I'm sure they get
it. It's good.
You're going to get there.
Like, you'll like it.
I've been here 10 years off and on. I'm technically still a newbie.
All right. So here we go, y'all. It's a new year. I want to take y'all around the table and talk about New Year's resolutions. At the top of the year, people say it's corny to set goals and all that crazy stuff.
Well, forget you.
I think last year, though, we've had some amazing milestones. One, we went to StarCast
and
All In together. We hit our 100th episode.
Yeah.
I can't set a goal to be like, let's hit 200 episodes, because I don't think that will actually happen this year. There's 52 weeks in the year. So we can't set a goal like that. But I would love to set a Patreon goal. Let's try to get like 100 patrons. I think that would be dope. And I have one New Year's resolution for all of us. Let's see if we can do it. You know how in podcasts you have, or not in podcasts, but just in life you get a swear jar? Like when you say the bad words, you pop
that.
So it's not going to be a swear jar, but our jar is going to be for this. We cannot mention anybody else's podcast on our podcast.
Damn, you gonna announce that rule while Rock is not here?
No, because I mentioned JR's podcast, Sam Roberts.
He can't vote against it.
Nah, that's my resolution. I want us to never mention anybody else's podcast.
If you do, what happens?
If you do, you gotta put a quarter in the swear jar.
A quarter?
Or a dollar. He throw a dollar into the Matt Mania podcast fund.
Okay.
Why not?
I like that.
Now, if you absolutely have to reference a podcast, like, hey, you know, somebody said something relevant to what we're saying.
If you can't get around it.
But you got to find your way around it.
Yeah.
Like, don't shout out in the people's podcast. Ain't nobody shouting us out. We ain't shouting them out.
Bottom line is, hold on.
So that mean no more friends of the show then?
No, we got friends of the show, people we know personally.
That came from another podcast.
Look, nah. Well, Did that come from another podcast? Everybody says that.
But referencing the actual podcast.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they do.
Oh, well, we'll say, like, yeah, you could be a friend of the show still. Okay. Well, you know what? We can come up with a new thing.
Right.
Maniacs. That's maniacs. It. Fellow maniacs.
Okay. Maniac of the maniac.
Like Kinda Funny has best friends. Uh-huh. Like we could be like, yo, fellow maniacs.
And right, besides, we'll be maniacs because we don't want to steal from nothing else. It was just the fact that Rock loved that podcast so much that things that they would do, he would say, so it would rub off on the.
That's true, and I get it.
Podcast, but we don't want our podcast.
But you can say friend of the show, but don't be like, yo, I was watching this other podcast, and it's called the Neo X Podcast.
Hey,
and they said this.
This
you
is
know
now
what I'm saying?
Neo X Podcast.
Don't do that.
Don't go solo. Don't go one of them road podcast
right,
devices.
About to go solo.
$100 joint. I was showing you.
Don't get no ideas.
All I needed. Shout out to Neo X.
I'm trying to get that, man. That road thing.
You gotta get that sound.
Don't get no ideas, Neil.
By the way, we already know anyway that the five best podcasts on Spotify right now, Matt Mania.
Boom. Spit hot fire.
Facts. There you go. Facts.
I mean, all yeah, facts, yeah, no we lies, can do facts that, over no fiction. More.
So that's my resolution. You can okay. come up with one if you want to.
I like that.
Or we can just
doing,
keep that.
We're doing podcast resolutions?
Yeah.
Okay.
And my other one would be that we try to keep the show under 90 minutes for the new year.
Sorry, man.
I mean, I love rambling about wrestling. I love talking.
I can contribute to that. My fault.
I love talking. I just would like for us to be like, oh, shoot, a minute and a half, cut. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to go. You know what I mean? It's like the end of Nitro, where like
just kind
of Tony Schiavone be like, "Oh, we're out of time! Hey, we're out of time!" And
right,
it just cuts
but
off.
Still be, and you'll be mad. Like, yeah, damn, like I want to see like, what was happening.
Yo,
what was
Goldberg
still going
came
on.
In the ring with the NWO. We're out of time. I love
that's
that.
Schiavone too.
I love that
hey,
about
you
wrestling.
You know what's crazy though? Yeah, because they don't do that. Because like when you go watch the WWE shit, you know what match you're getting. When the stuff go off.
And you know it's
so
going
to
end.
Like, you know that the people who watching don't get to see that. And you right. know you're going to get to see something extra. But watching it and knowing that this is going to cut off mid-fight, because it would still be matches going on. It's like, yeah. Oh, the time is this time. And it would just go off.
Yeah.
Like, man. Damn, like you didn't even get to
boom.
See.
Yep. It's like so, that.
That's like a real cliffhanger.
It's like yeah. It's like the All-In pay-per-view. It was
oh they went over yeah.
Yeah like
no they had to hurry up so that it didn't
but,
go over right.
That's what I'm
oh
saying.
Yeah they almost
he, they,
did.
They, he I think Matt pinned Bandito and then like just cut.
It like instantly went off. They didn't get the in the ring stuff, nothing.
They didn't get nothing.
So those are my New Year's resolutions for our show. If you have any or Matt
minutes.
Maniacs out there, if you have any ideas, send over your resolutions, but we have with under 90 minutes and no mentioning of other podcasts. If you can think of anything at any time, let me know. It doesn't have to be now, but
so my resolution is to actually have like a mobile setup for traveling okay. and all that stuff. But that
great
can't
idea.
Happen without the support from the Patreon.
Oh,
so
y'all got to pay that money.
Please help us. Obviously, if we're able to afford new and better equipment, it's going to help us to produce higher quality content.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, this podcast is a listener supported podcast, so. You know, just help us on the Patreon, come to the shows, pay the money, buy the merch, rock the merch. And even if you can't pay on the Patreon, do us a huge favor. Get on Spotify, get on iTunes, get on wherever you listen to podcasts and give us the 5-star review. Give us the 5-star review. Give us the comments and share it across all channels. And we would be eternally grateful.
Mm. Okay.
That's awesome. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Well put. Pay that money. I'll shorten it. So here we go. We got a
content,
lot going on.
I got
what's
some,
up?
I got some resolutions for the podcast.
Oh,
go.
Shoot.
Yeah,
okay, what you got?
It. Let's get it.
Speaking of content, I would like to expand the podast and expand the content.
Like,
by,
the, like the network?
Yeah, like our network. Like
okay.
the Matt Mania branded network of podcasts. Because I keep on telling you, you need to do like your New Japan Corner or whatever. Like I feel like that's something that you can do. Like mm-hmm. on your own, like it's still part of what we do. It can go on like the Matt Mania Podcast Facebook, or you can post it on the Matt Mania Podcast Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
But that way, when we don't get to your takes that you have for New Japan stuff that was going on the
yeah.
podcast, like you still have an outlet to do that, and we can brand that for more content. I want to start doing my Teeks takes, doing hot takes, and different things like that, and keeping it still part of the Matt Mania podcast.
I dig that.
So that we can,
I
like it.
Yeah,
I
so
was
going to
say,
deliver more content to the fans.
You know what we should do is, I know we should talk about this more off air, but if we can get our schedules in sync, maybe we can get on your Twitch and just do like a 30-minute New Japan synopsis or something like that.
That's a great idea.
You know, something like that.
I would be down with that. Twitch.tv/mega_ran is my page right now, where occasionally I'll do live studio stuff or play games or just talk. So I think having like a moment to come talk wrestling would be dope.
Yeah, and then the other one was just that we should just start doing more. I can't think of what it's called now.
Because you're high.
More local shows.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, more like call-ins, like interviewing people over the air. I know you didn't like doing that.
I'm not a fan of call-ins, but if we could get you. And I listened back to that. I was like, this doesn't sound so bad. And I was walking down the street in Boston, and it actually sounded good.
It's always just us, which is nothing wrong with us. We all go for a long time and rant, and we got a lot of opinions and ideas and things like that. But I think like we've built up enough clout and know enough people that we should start trying to reach out and get some guests this year.
We should put those on the Patreon, though.
Yes, I like it. We can bring guests in for regular, but then do Patreon content with them. Yes. All right, we're doing like an off-air brainstorm session on air.
But hey, Matt Maniacs.
So don't steal our shit.
Don't be stealing our shit. You're part of the discussion, though,
this
Matt
could
Maniacs.
All be Patreon content, but it's good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so let's
You got to pay to get this brainstorming, so cut this out.
My ideas aren't free. All right, so here we go, y'all. Speaking of ideas, the brainchild of Cody and the Bucks. It's official. All Elite Wrestling is popping off. They did a rally in Jacksonville, and they had some names come out and made some announcements.
In the SmackDown backyard, let's not forget that.
I didn't realize that. I mean, I thought it was, of course, Jacksonville because their owner is the owner of the Jacksonvilles, the guy who put the money up, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
SmackDown, it
happened to be the day that WWE was. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Do you think that's declaring war?
I think subtle, like in a subtle way, it was.
Yeah, I think so.
Because like they could have just waited till today and done it.
It's the second time that they've done that, thrown a rally while a WWE event was going on. So,
interesting.
Well, I'm sure y'all seen my tweet on that.
I definitely feel like this is the gauntlet.
Yeah,
or at least just a like. It's kicking WWE in the shins.
Yeah, like letting you know we here. We here. So, what do you think? So, me and G went and watched the rally together and all the announcements. What did you guys think? I know that we all talked about in the group chat. Some of us were happy, some of us were not. Rock was like, basically like, who cares? Like, they hadn't launched a big name. Like, Jericho, definitely a big name.
Yes, sir.
Neville or Pac, big name.
Huge.
Is that a huge name, though?
Pac, well, in my opinion.
I mean, he's huge in the internet wrestling community.
Neil said that he's just signed for a match, but not signed to AEW.
Oh, he didn't sign over.
Yeah.
But well, not exclusively.
He was your Cruiserweight champion. He was the NXT champion.
So if Enzo Amore walked into AEW, would that be big?
Can you shut up?
No.
He was Cruiserweight champion.
But
that's a whack-ass analogy.
But think about what I said
in the
text.
But you used the belt as, like, his clout. Like, Enzo walked in?
He was the greatest Cruiserweight champion.
I used it as his clout, too, in the text message. When Rock was acting like they weren't big guys, I was like, well, Neville changed 205 Live's trajectory.
He really did.
So he wasn't just a champ. Exactly. He became the reason that you wanted to watch. So to acquire him, which I thought that he signed, they need to try to get him to sign.
Get him to sign.
Would have been a good acquirement. I think Joey Janela, which I was just talking to you about, which he's big, but he's injured.
He's hurt.
So does he expect to be healed or able to compete by the time Double or Nothing happens? Looking forward to that if it's the case. But, yeah, that's a big deal.
And honestly, I think Pac couldn't be signed exclusively because he's signed to Dragon Gate. He's the Dragon Gate cast champion as well.
He brought the title with him,
He came in his ring gear.
Like, did he just come from a match? Like, why was he in ring gear?
He came in his full ring gear.
Came straight out of a Red Arrow, a three count, and went right to the
moon. He won the fight. One, two, three. I got somewhere to go.
He
got somewhere to go.
He dissed Paige bad, though. He's like, you couldn't even lace my boots. I was like,
yeah, he got him. That was good.
Like, around here in fighting words. In the wrestling world,
I'm glad that he's still that he's still keeping that image.
That bastard Pac.
Yeah, the king type of image is great for him. Who would have thought? That's funny. When he went heel, we were like, what? And then like he became like the best heel ever.
And when he was champion, he was king of the cruiserweights. He made his presence felt. I really, really enjoyed his run.
He wasn't shit when he was the man that gravity forgot or whatever. Like, he was like,
that was kind of lame.
He was like smiley and cheesy with a damn cape. Like,
he was a great NXT champ. I saw his old stuff, and then
Adrian Neville.
Yeah, and then you know when he became Bastard Pac, whew, another level.
Then it was like
another layer.
He's a great, such a great bad guy. So AEW is being funded by the Jaguars owner Shahid Khan, who and his son, who represent $6.4 billion of net worth. Woo! Compared to Vince McMahon's $2.9 billion.
Billionaire Ted ain't got
now,
shit.
Now remember, if you pre-order Mortal Kombat now, you get him as a bonus character.
Tony Khan.
They said this guy.
Finish him. Contality.
I love it.
I think I'm going to name this episode Contality.
So these guys have more money than Billionaire Ted did during WCW. Yeah.
But how much are they putting into
that.
Wrestling, though? That's the question. Because Ted opened up the checkbook.
But Cody did say, like, we're going to offer, legit superstar money for men and women.
So, Brandy also said equal pay, men and women, no sliding scale.
So they're saying.
Let me just ask you: is that, how do you feel about that? Like, of course, it sounds great. So Britt Baker comes in making the same amount as the Young Bucks, for example, or Brandy, who's a wrestler, makes the same thing as Chris Jericho.
There's a such thing as seniority
But who said that?
Equal pay. Brandy said it.
No, but Ryback said that shit first. Remember that shit?
He said he wanted equal pay.
He said, "Why can't I be paid the same as John Cena?"
He did say that. He's like, if it's fake, you're determining that I lose to John Cena.
As soon as you said scale, I'm like, Ryback.
He said
you
it.
You guys want to talk about that?
Uh-oh.
Ryback.
Let's talk about it.
Mr. Ryan Reeves.
Because honestly, it's so fucked up to be like, hey, you're my boss and you choosing that I'm going to lose. Mm-hmm. So you're choosing
now you
that
pay
I'm
going to
get paid less.
Well, like, you lost 10 matches, so I can't pay you.
Your merch isn't selling because we got you losing.
Because you're losing.
So
that's a good point.
That's a hard thing.
That's a slap in the face.
To be like, damn.
You're not winning. You told me to lose. Yeah, I know.
You're not getting over with the crowd,
he's
going
to hit you with an attitude adjustment, and he's going to take you for the drink.
So I guess.
But at the same time, somebody got to lose.
Get over without beating John Cena.
The counter to
you know what I'm saying? You can get over without that.
For example, MJF. MJF versus Joey Janela. Mm-hmm. I would pay to see MJF get his ass beat.
Right.
That is one of those things that I would
want. I got more homework to do on this Joey Janela guy, because as much as we talk about,
he's great,
when
man.
He was over there watching the rally, and you were saying he was a really big deal. Yeah, I watched a couple of YouTube videos, and I was impressed with what I seen.
His all-in match was
Joey Janela spring break. He throws
that's what we was talking about. I do remember the All In, because I ordered All In on Fight TV, so I watched the whole thing.
That Donkey Kong spot.
And Pro Wrestling Tees had that Donkey Kong shirt.
With
Joey Janela.
That's right. Man,
Pro Wrestling Tees has been killing it. They just put out an AEW is Jericho shirt. Yeah. They're on it.
Super quick.
So
I saw one that was dope. It was the Young Bucks.
Nick and Matt Jacksonville.
That was cool.
So we actually have a couple of comments on the Twitter around AEW. Would that be okay?
Yeah. Let's read them.
So Daryl Benjamin, fellow maniac. He actually stated in regards to the question, what's your thoughts on AEW? Hoping for a low-key, another inroad for NWA. So imagine that. Nick Aldis, the Mac, some of the NWA talent maybe feuding against, not feuding, but maybe, doing like a brand versus brand. How about that? MLW versus AEW.
Oh, that would be great.
CZW versus AEW and et cetera, et cetera.
Do you think that'll be possible?
The thing is, I feel like there could be inter-brand promotion if it's done properly within storyline, because they did it with Nick Aldis and Cody.
Yep.
I think Daryl Benjamin has a great point.
Thank you, Daryl Benjamin.
Yeah, but that was one title, not promotion versus promotion.
Right. But another thing, think about it how ROH does business with New Japan at World of Worlds.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They could do a one-off pay-per-view, or when Lucha Underground did it with Impact.
No, it can be done, but somebody's going to get the short end of the stick in that. And with AEW being new, you don't really think that they're going to want their... They're going to want to shine.
They don't want their talent to
lose. But I think it also comes back
to... I'm trying to say it in a good way, but they're not going to want...
people to just job out.
But it also goes back to what you said before. You can lose, but
you
also
still look good. Like Cody's and the Bucks, their legacy is intact. They can lose a match. They lose a lot. And so
none of the AEW guys won in Wrestle Kingdom. None of them.
Yeah, but that was why that's they. True. That's why none
that's
of them.
True. Yeah,
that's the honor.
That's what I'm saying.
You know,
but they don't look
the
respect,
the honor.
But they don't look different. You know what I'm saying?
Let's talk about Wrestle Kingdom. Let's move into that real quick. Overall, let's just give me a thumbs up, thumbs down, or thumbs in the middle on AEW. How you feeling?
How you feeling?
My
arms. My
thumbs are in.
Two thumbs up. One thumb up.
I wish I had four hands to give AEW
four thumbs up. Two thumbs up there. I'm going to go one up and one in the middle because we'll see. I think we got enough really great wrestling happening right now. Impact is good. CZW is good. MLW is good.
So let me say this.
There's so much good wrestling right now.
Let me correct this. Rand said, we have really great wrestling right now. This is good. This is good. This is good. I want great wrestling.
Well, I think Impact Homecoming was great.
Well, speaking of
MLW is great.
He showed me LAX versus.
Yeah, we watched those last three matches. Yeah. Holy cow.
LAX versus the Lucha Brothers or whatever they call it.
Yeah,
Lucha Brothers.
Yeah, Phoenix and Penta.
That was so arguably one of the best tag team matches I've seen since the Hardy Boys versus the Briscoes at Omega. Like, that was, man.
Well, I was going to ask you guys, speaking of all this wrestling that y'all said we got right now, like, we kind of always talk about, like, oh, could they get somebody from ROH? Could they get somebody from New Japan? But do you think that these guys would get people from any other promotion, like maybe PWG or, like?
How about just some of these young – this is another thing that I mentioned on Twitter. It's a lot of young talent out there that are really, like, shooting the circuit, trying to get their shot and really coming up. I feel like if they could tap into – do what WCW did.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Are they going to introduce a star
and
make a star?
I think they should.
Instead of just acquiring talent from
everybody. They're actually going to be acquiring talent from China.
Yeah.
The Strong Hearts, I think they're called.
Whatever,
The Strong Hearts. Who's ever heard of them?
I haven't heard of them. So we'll
see. Kind of like that. I know it's kind of taking from a promotion, but I think they're kind of like putting them into the system.
Nobody in the United States would know about them really, so they'd be to us. But yeah, that's what I'm basically saying.
Austin Gunn.
Instead of them getting like a Jay Lethal, which they're not getting him, but I'm just saying, instead of getting like people that you know, like, oh, I wish this
Get
guy
some
comes over there.
And make them
like,
big.
Yeah,
make
are they going to create people? They're a new corporation, so they need to create.
They kind of have to,
talent
yeah.
from the inside.
Because let's keep it real. Yes, AJ Styles had a short run in the last days of WCW as one half of Air Raid, but who made him famous? TNA. That first official TNA show, that was what popped him off. So I was saying I would like to see Austin Gunn. I would like to see Terrence and Terrell, who were the sons of Devon Dudley, because if you've ever watched a match with them, they are solid.
Yeah,
I think
not
people
even saying
like,
that just because. They solid, bro.
I think people like Shane Strickland.
Hell yeah. I love Shane Strickland.
Desmond Xavier. Mm-hmm. You know, just different
There's
talent.
A lot of young cats
yeah.
out
let's,
there.
Let's get my girl Faye Jackson. You know what I'm talking about? Faye. They should try to steal the girl on fire from Impact. I like her. Mm-hmm. Kiera.
So I'm hoping that they'll pull some people in. I have some questions. I wouldn't say skeptical. I'm excited. I'm all about it. So Double or Nothing, are we going? Are we in?
Yeah, I'm going. Also, G1, right. They can't steal talent. It's illegal to cohorse talent.
I mean, not steal, but you know what I'm saying. Like, let's say her contract is up or something.
Right, I'm
going
to just snatch you.
Yeah,
do you think?
Nah,
all right, good. So WWE-wise.
Yeah, we're breaking in my car for that real
Think
quick.
About just one quick fantasy moment. Think about a person in WWE that not a main eventer, maybe not even a mid-carder at this point, a person that you feel is not being used well that could come over. Do you think that would get in there and instantly contribute?
Dolph Ziggler. Immediately.
Oh, yeah. Dolph would be fighting for the championship.
Right. He's got the talent. Like, at this point, I know he's doing other things and he's getting kind of older, but I mean, like, he's still got a couple years left in him, you know, if he wants to. If he wants to do something big and like.
Dolph's a guy. I mean, I consider him a mid-carder, so he's definitely a guy that's like.
Like, he gets his times to go up to the title, but yeah, like, he's a mid-carder.
I want Sami Zayn. I think Sami Zayn would be dope.
What's his name?
I can see him.
He's on the losing streak.
Kurt Hawkins.
Okay. Put him in there.
All right. Kurt Hawkins. Why not?
Switch him from doing. losing to a winning streak.
Yeah.
Yo, get him his first win.
Like, if he goes to AEW.
His first win at all, a double
solid
or nothing.
Dude. Boom. They just put him in there.
Or even Mike Kanellis in 205.
Yeah.
I need them to not call him Mike Kanellis. I hate that whole, like, him taking the last name of no. Yeah. It's Michael Bennett.
Or even, like,
man,
you know, Gentleman Jack.
I hate that
fucking
shit.
Gentleman Jack would be great. Oh, man.
Gallagher.
Well, I can't think of my mans now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's the question. Don't can't think of him in. He would flounder, or he would flounder.
Bray Wyatt.
Bray would be a champ over there, or at least in the title picture.
They should take the Broken Universe back to AEW.
Well, someone said, I think it was Ryan Satin, who's been going really hard for this, to the point where the internet thinks that him and Pro Wrestling Sheet are somehow involved in AEW. He's like, yo, I would love to see the Broken Universe come to AEW.
Right on.
They haven't had a match in the Hardy compound. Like, things like that can still be done there that haven't been done on the major networks yet. So there's a lot of possibilities.
Even I Got Kids. What's his name?
Heath Slater.
He could come through. All right, so here we go.
Those are a bunch of jobbers.
We could definitely think about it. But let me move forward. There's a lot of things that can happen. But here's what did happen. WWE came on. I watched the beginning. The beginning starts with this crazy brawl. There's a lot of Seth Rollins. But about halfway through the show, they do an amazing, touching tribute to Mean Gene. So shout out to Mean Gene.
Man.
Forever a legend. And then it happened, ladies and gentlemen. The music hit. And the people, I wouldn't say they went crazy. That was like a lukewarm reaction with some piped in cheers, probably.
What was your reaction?
My reaction was, this is some bullshit. No.
Because you told me, that you could not promise me that
if I was
heard,
in person.
Oh, if you was in person.
In person, I don't,
like,
I can't promise.
You heard Real American, you said you would pop.
But here's what I don't like, though. Here's what I do not like about the whole show. It seemed like they were trying to find black people in the audience that were cheering for it. And they're like, look at that guy. He's not booing. Okay, put the camera on him. And then there's another guy who was just like,
token black.
I didn't see anybody thumbs down in it, but I seen people like saying things like, I don't know what they were saying.
Any shocked faces?
Were you
in
saying
the crowd?
Boo or boo earns?
Boo earns.
I don't know, man. I couldn't tell. Like, I didn't see no thumbs down, but I definitely felt like when he was doing the ear and the cup on different sides, it wasn't getting louder. Like, it was just kind of the same everywhere. So shout out to, you know, the people who have forgiven Hulk Hogan.
Shout outs to the producers who did the package. I'll just say
I will say the package was very touching.
Yeah.
So let's talk about it.
I feel like that.
I have friends who are boycotting wrestling because Hogan came back, or boycotting WWE. I really was torn, man. I turned the show off. And I want to know what y'all think, man. What
I didn't watch
it. Did you feel anything about Hogan coming back?
I didn't watch Hogan actually come back. Like, I watched
but you know it happened. So
yeah,
how do you feel?
And I watched the Mean Gene promo, but I didn't watch Hogan come back. But at the end of the day, I feel like WWE, like, they're buying their time trying to get Hogan, like, integrated.
Yeah, like
little, I don't think he's just going to be on the next Raw. Like, if he is, maybe like something backstage, but I don't think, like, they know that they can't just shove Hogan down our throats yet. That's why they brought him back at the Greatest Royal Rumble, because
out of
the country where they only wanted to see the icons and things like that.
The legends.
That crowd is going to cheer him. And then he didn't do anything else. He didn't come back to WWE on TV until now, where they're like, oh shit, you're so tied in with Mean Gene's career. Like, we can use this as a reason for you to come back.
Right.
Gauge how the crowd reacts to see how we can bring you in.
And that
more.
Was to a point that I made.
And that's
yesterday.
Just smart business.
Yeah, that was to a point that I made.
How
yesterday.
Do like, you gotta, feel, Teak Hall? You went through all that and then didn't give me how you feel.
I don't care.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying I don't need to see him there. Like, but I'm not going to stop watching WWE because he comes back.
Hulk Hogan's
like,
on TV, right?
Shit, I haven't watched WWE in the last couple weeks anyway, just because I've been busy. So
we're working on Teak's takes.
Right.
I feel you. Neo, did you feel anything?
So I guess for me, when I saw it happen, I thought it was, you know, again, I got a little spark. I'm like, oh shit, it's Hulkamania. And then I saw him come out, And he started doing this gimmick. I'm like, ah, fuck it. But then when he popped his sunglasses off and started talking about how Mean Gene was to him as a person, you know, he kind of broke character. And I think he stepped back from being Hulk Hogan and became Terry Bollea. And actually kind
of... Damn, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah, he actually said, like, hey, this is how Mean Gene was to me.
Now, hey, but Terry Bollea is the racist, though, so...
I know. The guy behind the glasses is the racist guy.
So it was kind of like, I liked what he said about Mean Gene, but then when he got back into character, it was kind of like, okay, well, I didn't feel indifferent. Because to me, what happened has happened. And it's unfortunate that he hasn't come full circle with what has happened. But again, I think we just have to rise above it and just not give him, like, I'm not going to buy his shirt. I'll say that.
Right.
You know,
right.
I'm not going to do anything like that. Gotcha. I mean, my kids, they don't really know about Hulkamania, you know? So it's kind of like, I'm not supporting him that way.
That's how I felt. Like, bro, I don't know. I watched the whole thing because I was just waiting for him to be like, and you know, I've made some mistakes. Like, that's all he had to do.
Yeah. Like, he could have addressed it at the least.
I would have been cool if you'd have been like, you know, I've made a lot of mistakes, but, you know, I just want you guys to, like, thank you for welcoming me back. Like, just something. Right. That's it. But I guess I'm not going to get it.
How do you feel How do you feel about people that do support him or are supportive of Hulk Hogan?
I mean, Hulk Hogan is wrestling. Like, you can't even mention the history of wrestling and skirt around him. Like, you can't. Like, there's no way. But, wait, what was your question?
How do you feel about people supporting Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, like,
If somebody went today and bought his shirt, I would really question, like,
well, that's what I'm saying. Bro. Like, you're going to be out and about. You're going to see people. They're going to come up, oh, Rand, I'm a huge fan. They got a fucking red and yellow Hulk Hogan.
Then I know how they feel. I'm going to probably be like, yo, why are you wearing that? I might just give them some crap about the shirt. Be like, yo, why you got that racist shirt on?
You don't know. You know what
they do? They're going to be like, hey, Rand, can you sign this?
I don't sign Hulkamania shirts. I don't sign MAGA hats. Nope.
You should do, let me treat that like a real Hulk Hogan shirt and just fucking rip it.
Yo, well,
there
man.
You go.
And then you go like this.
I felt some type of way.
Y'all heard it straight from Mega Ran. Don't be coming to him on no tours with no.
Don't come up to me with no Hulkamania.
No MAGA hats.
We rock with the NWO shit, but not no Hulk Hogan exclusive.
The Hulkamania shirt is the new MAGA hat. That's it. Like, that's the I treat it the same way. I look at it the same way. Like, yo, because you know what he did. Now you're just waving it in my face.
You gotta have a Kanye. Like,
no man. If you come up to me with a Hulkamania bandana on, man, we gonna have a problem.
You gonna get chopped.
And this is talking from two people who stood in line at Hogan's Beach Shop. We did. I had to bust myself out. We was waiting for Snook, Dizza, and them. We were holding their spot.
Yeah, we held a spot for him.
And they paid to go in and see him and take pictures with him. And I was like, nah, I ain't doing that. So shout out to Smoke, this is a fellow Rand maniac.
Shout out to Smoke,
a dope picture outside with the He Hate Me jersey.
Yeah, I had the He Hate Me jersey.
But shout out to Smoke.
I think I need to post that one because I did the He Hate Me XFL jersey outside of the Hogan shop and was pointing to it like Hogan hates me. But anyway, that's how I feel about Hogan. I mean, we don't need to see him again. I guess that's how we feel. But
he's not getting my dollar. I'll say that.
But his company is, if we keep watching and we support their behavior. That's just kind of the part of me that I'm fighting with.
Me, right now. I don't pay for the network anymore.
I wonder if Mean Gene didn't.
Notice on Spotify, right?
I wonder if Mean Gene didn't die, if they would have brought Hogan back already.
They'd have found some other reason.
But I thought that they would have brought him back NWO because they're doing an NWO tour or something. That he's linking up.
Forgot about
he could still Nash do that, do. But that's like an individual, like a solo thing he's doing. But because it's the anniversary of the first time it started, I think they were just looking for a reason to ease him in. And I don't know if I would have booed him if I was in person. So I look at it like, okay, this is a moment that's bigger.
It's bigger than Hogan.
It was bigger than him. Like, I won't make it about him by booing him. You know what I mean? Like, that would be a moment. That would be forever
and that's
remembered.
That's what they were hoping, and that's why they used that. They got it. Y'all love Gene too much to boo Hogan right now, right?
And that's the thing. It's kind of like, I think we said it in the group chat. Like, they're not going to boo Hogan because of the context,
right?
Of what's happening?
And then him trying to mention, like, he was trying to get the He was trying to get the pops by mentioning all the guys' names. He was doing that babyface
promo.
Yeah.
He did.
All the dead wrestlers. He talked about stuff.
Savage and Andre and everybody.
And Ultimate Warrior is going to have a match with the Mr. Perfect. Match.
Hold on. I mentioned this to Raheem. I was saying that, like, he's the only person still living that can even really speak on Mean Gene's career. Everybody else.
We're just thinking, like, he's the last guy. Flair,
but you know, Ric Flair too busy doing, you know, tracks.
Flair
with
the got the classic Mean Gene promo.
Yeah,
when
Flair's
he was
like barely alive
when
himself.
He was naked in the ring with
but there
Mean
was,
Gene.
Yeah, but there was more video clips of Hogan and yeah. Gene.
Oh, that's definitely. What, that's yeah. what I'm saying. You know something, so Mean Gene. Like, he literally put Mean Gene over.
Like, yeah.
He put him on him. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So everybody else did. Macho Man did. Roddy Piper did.
So here's in the vein of that, I'll go through it. It's not nearly the same, but this is what The Rock tried to do when he first started coming up, but as a heel. He said he did that with Michael Cole. He said he would always make sure to mention Michael Cole's name whenever he was doing a thing with him.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Cole, shut your mouth, you're jabroni. You know what I mean? Like, he'll always make sure people knew his name. Mm-hmm. And even when he was, like, clowning him, he told him, like, don't worry, I'm going to always say your name and try to put you over. He's like, but you clown me every time. He's like, what?
Shut your mouth, jabroni. The way he did back after the 11-year hiatus. Oh my God! The way he did Michael when he was doing the general manager with the computer.
Oh, that's
shit.
Right.
Yo, he got his ass.
I mean, and the fact that Mean Gene, like, he was an announcer. He had a nickname. Like, he had a.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's announcers true. Announcers don't He's have the only this. Announcer like, with
yeah.
A nickname.
Yeah, announcers don't get that's gimmick crazy. Names. That is wild. Nobody
the
else
only one
has
is
that.
Like, who was the one that was knighted back in the day?
Lord Alfred Hayes.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that was the other name.
He had a gimmick, Jerry the King Lawler, but it came from wrestling.
Mm-hmm. And in ECW, you know, we all know Paul Heyman is Paulie Dangerously.
That's right. True.
You know, so those are a few.
But yeah, the fact that, like, yeah, so he was bigger, man. He was, like, he was more part of the show than any of these other, like, personalities, wrestling.
Well, he was the voice of wrestling.
He was great, man.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Mean Gene. All right, so a sixth New Year's resolution that we don't mention Hulk Hogan anymore. Deal?
Oh, yeah.
I thought the seventh one.
Can
is,
we do that?
Is should we all going to try to lose a little weight?
Oh, yeah, we'll get to that, but specifically.
Should we just say Terry? Okay.
Content.
We're
things.
Probably all going to be putting dollars in the jar.
Because
I'm like, this is a wrestling
guy.
Podcast.
Next time
still.
He does something, we're going to have to talk about what he did.
No, we just skip it. We don't have to talk about it. We don't talk about every time Curt Hawkins gets in the ring, so we don't need to talk about every time.
I mean, but we would if
we
it
ain't
was
gonna
big,
talk about his
if
podcast.
Curt Hawkins won the damn
if he won
title.
Something, yeah, then we
you
would.
Know who won't be talking about Terry? Curt Hawkins!
Kurt Hawkins will be my code word for Hogan. So whenever I start talking about Kurt Hawkins, you'll be like, oh my God. Kurt Hawkins is such a racist. You're
that's
like, wait,
all
what?
Bad.
We'll talk about Hulk Hogan when we get the New Day's thoughts on him.
Oh, man. Well, that, I don't know that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we won't be talking about
they're
him.
They're going to be like, off record? Aw, oh, damn.
Nah.
Right.
Oh, what that?
Matt,
all right,
off the record, I'll host that one.
So there were. A quick thing, I'm not going through Raw because honestly, the best part of Raw was the end.
I think the best part was like the women's match, in my opinion.
Well, how about that awful botch?
Ooh,
the really nasty one with Sasha.
That was terrible.
And Nia.
She made up for it in the end.
Okay, so whose fault was that? Like, what was the plan?
I think Nia should have flipped off the apron.
I'm gonna say that was.
Oh, Nia was supposed to go with her, and then she's like, "I ain't falling off that apron." I think she was like, "Nah," and so Sasha just flops like a fish.
I didn't put her back into that.
But I guess the thing that I liked about the match though is that Sasha was fighting underneath, and that's what I enjoyed the most about the match. Mm-hmm. She was fighting from underneath. She's beat Nia before, so it was believable that she could do it again. The fact that the wrestling didn't look pretty kind of made it more gritty for me.
It was gritty. Mm-hmm. Felt like you're fighting for your life.
The way that she got into the bank statement was really dope. Hopped on her back on like some kid shit and rolled
that
over.
That was cool.
That
was
dope as
kind of like just rolled around until
hell
she got the
yeah.
That
so,
was
so how about
dope.
I think
how about
Ronda's
keep losing.
Well, yeah, how about that? Nia's definitely losing.
Hey, Nia, if you're not going to be in the Ladies Royal Rumble, you can come to the Ramble.
Hey, we got something for you to do. Come hang out with us. Yeah, have some tacos.
I'm not calling you a loser in a bad way, Nia. I'm just saying, like, damn, they kind of like
your enhancement.
It was a fall from grace. Like, she was the champion.
This supposed to be your push. You're supposed to be hashtag facebreaker. But this is
wow. Like, she went from being the champ to just losing to everybody.
And she's one of the most believable looking champions. She's going to punch back in the
face. Yeah, like, her beating people is super believable. I don't get it. I don't know. Maybe it's like, there's a lot of internet talk like, oh, she botches a lot, so they kind of like punishing her. But the facebreaker thing gave her real heat.
It did.
So it was time to put her on TV.
And help to build.
But that also builds everybody else. It builds, the good guys that beat her.
Becky Lynch's heat for getting punched in the face.
So here's what happened. Just out of nowhere, Rhonda starts calling or just bigging up Sasha. Did that come off weird to y'all?
I didn't see the motivation behind it, but it made sense. Sasha is a workhorse.
She spirit.
So she wanted to fight the,
between her and Charlotte, pretty much spearheaded the new women's revolution. I have to give her that.
Somebody big who she hasn't fought.
Right. Well, Rhonda did say she wants to fight the best of the best.
But she's like, oh, she's better than Charlotte and Becky and everybody. She kind of like really pushed her ahead of everybody.
She's solid.
And I'm like, she's great. I agree. But I just felt like that came out of nowhere. Like, you should still have a problem with Charlotte for whacking you a million times.
At the same time, on the backhand, she can say, you know what? I can propel Sasha to be better than Charlotte and Becky, and then watch me beat her.
Oh, she got to big her up to beat her.
I think instead of thinking that she's going to propel her physically in a match, I think that she's trying to gas her to the fans. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, yeah.
Because I don't give a fuck about Sasha Banks right now.
Exactly. So, nobody does.
For that to be her competition,
they got to big her up.
She got to make this feel like a big
fight. So now the champ just said you're the greatest. This is what John Cena did before every match. He would big up the person he was about to beat, and then he would go beat him. Cena wins, LOL.
Yeah, like he did the whole thing with like the Undertaker last time. Yeah, this is classic. It was like something like that.
Which was so good. I liked with him and Drew in the ring. Where he just cuts Drew off like, bro, we heard this a million times. Everybody,
I like shoot Cena.
Shoot Cena is the greatest.
I love shoot Cena.
I think he froze Drew. Drew was like, okay, I'm gonna just come show you that. Like, shoot Cena is the best because you could tell that wasn't scripted. He was look, man, you saying what everybody else
cut this promo a million times, man. Come on, dude.
That was probably my favorite part of Raw. Yeah. I think
we got a comment that came in from Facebook. Shout out to my boy Robert Davies. He says Sasha's being fed to Ronda for a temp rival until WrestleMania.
I absolutely agree. Ronda don't got a chance. I mean, Sasha don't have a chance.
That's not called feeding. It's enhancing.
Feed me more.
This is not a Ryback podcast.
I mean, also.
Shout out to the big guy.
Are we going to SmackDown? Because I wanted to say something about.
We're going to SmackDown. Let's go.
About Becky Lynch and the fact that.
You know what's dope is that the only thing worth talking about on both shows is the women. That's actually really dope. But
the Andrade fight.
No, we'll get to that. But the top stories is the women.
Right, because we were already talking about the women.
We'll talk about the Latin Destroyer in a second.
And the fact about how Becky Lynch was talking shit about. Nobody talking about the women's champion while she's not the champ. She's like, oh, I was the best thing about the women's championship. Mm-hmm. Like, now that Asuka has it, nobody's talking about the women's championship. They're still talking about me.
Yeah.
So,
this Becky got it hot like no other, though. And she even said it on Twitter. She's like, I'm going to smack you just for cooling off my title.
Right, that's so hard. She's almost black.
She's still
like flat out.
Like, I'm gonna smack you for cooling off my title.
Got a little soul.
Flat out.
And I mean, she won this women's triple threat, so she's gonna be fighting Asuka in the Rumble. They threw Carmella in that shit just to take the fall.
Right.
Like,
so we know where this is going. This is going. Well, where is it going for Mania? Is it going to Ronda versus?
It's going to be a
Charlotte, Ronda versus Becky.
I'm thinking triple threat.
I hope not.
I hate that the women always have to get a triple threat, though. Well, I wish they would get a one-on-one.
You know what? For Mania, I do hope it's a one-on-one. And I hope it's Becky Lynch and Ronda Rousey. Flat out.
Question.
Just that.
Does that main event the show?
Yes.
It better.
Oh, yeah.
It
absolutely.
Better. That's all the right. biggest match
just
they got.
Just because I'm a big Asuka fan, I want Asuka to go.
Versus who?
Asuka.
Ronda Rousey?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think
that'd be a good match.
Physically?
Asuka will outclass her. She ain't ready for Asuka. I think Asuka would have to slow way down.
And it's just Ronda. And it's just not the story that they've been building for a while.
That's true.
So they would have to swerve for that.
There's no story.
We know it's going to be either Charlotte or Becky, and I feel like they're going to have to get to a place where, because this is what I feel like is happening or not happening, is that Becky has to overcome Charlotte. Becky has to overcome Charlotte.
Oh yeah.
And even though she beat her for the title, she still hasn't overcame Charlotte. Like Charlotte is like a shadow over her. Like she's there.
I don't
think
you can ever really like.
No, but like fully she just have to like beat her again. Her. Like she has to like just like how they. So it's no more rematches.
I can
it's like
see
she
that.
Has to beat her.
She has to beat
out
her
of the
convincingly
title picture
to take her down to the bottom of the ladder. I get it.
To make her just so that it's like okay, there's no other choice but you and Ronda right now.
And we got. Do they have enough time to do that for Mania? I would say they do. Right.
I mean, it just is. There's going to be a pay per view before.
Yeah. There's two. Well, one Elimination Chamber probably in February.
Yeah. Just have them fight then, because if she beats Asuka for the title at Rumble, and then you can have her and Charlotte fight at Elimination Chamber or whatever.
Or they put them all in a six woman thing.
Yeah.
In the chamber.
And then just make Becky the undisputed so that she can go fight Ronda.
I can't wait till we can talk about the Royal Rumble a little closer, but this weekend though we'll actually be at Ace Comic Con hanging out and maybe even meeting the man because Becky Lynch will be there. So
yeah, she's so fire she comes to the Valley of the Sun.
That's going on in Glendale.
I can't wait to meet
this
her.
Weekend.
Be sure.
Also, what else is going on this weekend?
We also have Championship Wrestling from Arizona.
Yeah, so I think we'll be in the house for that.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
So,
and also, I guess this is the last time we can say it since we already said all this stuff, but friends of the show.
No, Frank, fellow maniacs.
Frank and Ashton, their birthday party is also Saturday night.
Dang.
So we're going to be doing
a lot going on.
Ace and the wrestling show. And
oh my God.
We're going to be birthday working. Party that night.
So check it out, y'all.
We got to go.
We got to go to, and then since you're going to get this episode on Thursday, you still have time to go to aceuniverse.com, check out, buy a ticket. See if you're able to get in line to see the man, Becky Lynch. Alexa Bliss will be there, so will Lillian Garcia.
Is Roman still coming?
He's not on the roster.
He's not on
the
roster. I remember he was. Okay.
Well, he's going through some things.
Yeah, hopefully.
Shout out to Roman.
Hopefully he's
Roman.
All right, and it's not
fellow
that
maniac.
Bad that he had to get taken off, because I know he was originally noted as being there.
But that's before the announcement.
So, if you see. A couple husky heavyweights and Matt Mania tees. Come say what's up.
Come say hi. Give us a shout. Keep your shoulders off the mat.
There you go.
Like a couple of three.
Throw us a two sweet.
Yeah. No, we have a couple tickets. We might be able to hook you up, G1.
Really?
Yeah, we'll holler at you this weekend.
Okay.
We'll holler off.
Fellow maniac.
Well, you know what time I get off from
G1's a fellow maniac.
Thank
we got
thank you.
You.
And of
I
course,
appreciate that. That means a lot to me.
Yeah, and
that really does.
We got you.
And of course, fellow maniacs, be sure you check out Championship Wrestling from Arizona. Check out their Facebook page. That's fam.
CWFA.
Check out their Twitter page. They're going to have a television taping. It'd be great if the fellow maniacs could come show out. Man. Bring a Matt Mania sign.
If you're around, come through.
Yeah, Matt Mania signs.
Bring a sign or a tee that you could get from
ProWrestlingTees.com. We actually have two exclusive designs. Visit ProWrestlingTees.com. Not only that, I believe we're the only pro wrestling tee store that has music.
Whoa. That's
correct. I don't think you can get that anywhere else. So be sure you check
Teak,
out
you
Pro
gotta
Wrestling
send them
Tees.
Your record too, that Art of Submission.
Yeah.
We're the only store with music in it.
Oh, word.
So send them your CD.
That's super dope.
So again, Pro Wrestling Tees, guys, and help us out, pay the money, and support your favorite All Elite podcast.
All Elite podcast.
See, I bigged you up on Instagram, man, because I'm just excited about everything that's going on this year, man. Me and T going to get this, we're going to do this little EP together.
Y'all working together finally?
Midwest
Machine Guns.
Full disclosure.
It's about time.
G1 did most of the Emerald Knights 2 album. Produced the track Boo or Cheer with me and Teak.
Man, one of my favorites.
And Teak actually introduced me to G1. And then turns out they haven't actually done any music together.
The only alternate thing that we did together outside of that, shouts out to the homie Deli Every Day, a record that I actually gave to Teak, Deli ended up using for number 281, Rocket Science.
I shot it over to Deli for one of his 365 songs. But yeah, that's what Rand was saying, that you and me.
You've been A&R and everything.
All
the G1 stuff that I've been on been features.
Listen, trust me, it's time because like I told you, like, don't forget I rap. So even the joints that I want him on by himself on G1 Beats, but I also want to go bar for bar with this dude. I go bar for bar only with people that I respect. And up to the point where I met y'all, that was really only my brother back home.
I'm
going
to have to executive produce that record. I don't know if I want too much rapping from G1. I need them singing. I need them hooks.
You going to get
hooked. G1 will always put himself over.
I love it.
No, I'm just fucking with you, man. That's why
people will always.
You know where we from.
This man will always put himself over.
I love it.
No, I just know that you.
I like that Kanye confidence.
You always going to put yourself over. You always going to be like, oh, man, let me get on right here. Let me do this. Go ahead.
Not all the time.
This is real talk. Anytime I'm in the studio with him, he'll be like, yo, I could kind of hear myself on that thing. You know? And I'm like, I just like his creative energy and his vibes in the studio. But like, sometimes people will be like, you know, G1 will be like, yo, you need a G1 verse on that. And I'd be
He's like, let me rescue you from your own verse.
Well, I mean,
not even that.
I'm just playing.
All I do today, is write in spirit because, again,
I was in there writing, and he starts writing and rapping stuff. Just and I'm like, yo, I'm just trying to rap.
I know, but it's just that it's that creative energy. Just like he said, he like having me around for creative energy. It's different just being by yourself at the crib in front of Ableton doing whatever. I could write raps all day. That's perfectly fine. But then you get around people to where all they do is rap. I wear multiple hats. I'm a producer. I'm a singer. I rap. You know what I'm saying? I'm a family man. I'm a fucking ring announcer. I do a lot. Mm-hmm. These dudes, most of what they do, most of their day job. Oh yeah, and I work for ZipRecruiter. Most of their regular job is rapping. So I like being around seasoned rappers because it sharpens my iron. It gives me that energy. So, man, shouts out to anybody who really got bars because I have mad respect. More particularly, these two individuals and another individual by the name of Bag of Tricks Cat. Shout out to my bro.
Thank you.
Speaking of illustrious tags.
All right. This man, G1, will always put himself over. So let's talk about the second best part of SmackDown, or arguably maybe.
The makeshift tag team of Samoa Joe and Andrade Cien Almas.
Hey. I'm all about that tag team.
There was a little hiccups there, but you can appreciate that because they've never tagged before.
Right.
You know, so that's expected.
It was good for what it was.
It was great.
So this, do you feel like, I love the highlight of the Canadian Destroyer. Like seeing a Canadian Destroyer on a WWE match was crazy.
You mean the Latin Destroyer?
Because the way...
Who said that? Was it... Was it Tommy Dreamer that tweeted that or something?
Well, it was Ray.
It should be the Mexican Destroyer.
Right, and then Ray had commented to him. He was like, man, I like the name ideas. We just call it the Latin Destroyer.
Yo, that's
Whoever let him get away with a pile driver in WWE, thank you.
Right? I'm like, who let that happen? Yeah. I think they're both like, no, we good. We got it. Speaking of pile driver, we didn't talk about Wrestle Kingdom, but we can talk about that for another hour, but we don't have to. How about Chris Jericho? How old is he? 40?
Chris Jericho is about 7, 45, 8, 46, 47.
46, 47. Taking a pile driver on the ramp from Naito and losing his hair in the process. He lost like a patch of hair. Man.
Not only that, he took a DDT on chairs.
On chairs.
He took a Destino, I think, on oh no, that was on the ring.
Did you guys see the picture in his... He took several pictures of his ribs and stuff after.
He was messed up.
That DDP yoga is helping.
A 47-year-old gentleman.
I think the next day he was like, oh, I'm still finding more.
He was finding bruises.
It was like, you got my ribs good.
True gangster.
And still going, man. Shouts out to that
dude. I'm going to say my quick review.
He's 48.
48 years old, man.
Damn,
taking bumps like a G.
Damn, 50 out
bumps
there.
That young kids probably don't want to take.
God.
Man, shout just out look to at Jericho. The scope of wrestling right now. He's how old?
48, bro.
48. You got somebody like Jericho, 48. Best in the business partly right now. At what he can do, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Him being a part of AEW is just going to be crazy. He's going to help build those guys up. He's going to be like, you know, like Jeff Jarrett for TNA. He's going to be that elder statesman that's going to help.
Backstage producer on AEW, Billy Gunn, So he's another
that's
person
dope.
That's really
One thing that this kind of spawned, awesome. Think about it like this. AJ Styles, 41.
Yeah.
Triple H, 49.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying, because if you think about the other end of that scope.
Brock Lesnar's 41.
Where I think I said that
Ooh, Cena's 41.
Guys are 40. Velveteen is like 23. Yeah. Like, so on the other end of that scope,
imagine
he's got
what he's gonna be like in his 40s. Because right now, 40s, he's the man.
But they also say like you only got so many punches in that bump card.
Oh yeah. Mm.
So you got to play smart.
DDP yoga, man.
DDP calisthenics.
It ain't your mama's yoga, as he would say.
So, gosh.
Yeah,
so
you got to play the game so that you're healthy, you know, in order
to play the game.
Your career.
Did someone say the game?
But I mean,
well, the game on your knees, dog.
Even the game, out so, here injured, he went too hard.
Yeah. So, my quick review on Wrestle Kingdom. Maybe I'm biased because I was there last year. I think last year's was better. But this one was really good. I don't know. I think Tanahashi probably couldn't move around as well as I would have liked in the main event. But him and Omega.
He beefed up a lot, though.
Had a great. Yeah, he got beefed up for that match. But
he did a lot of fire.
He even said afterwards, like, I guess in the, like his talks, was like, he was like, I'm sorry, I couldn't really give you guys all you deserve, but I'm going to defend this title.
Yeah.
You know, so it was dope to see. But I don't know, man. I'm not as excited about New Japan this year without the Bucks, without Cody, without maybe Kenny. I don't know.
But they were on the show.
No, I'm just saying the future of this year of New Japan, how much am I going to go back and watch now without those guys?
Yeah, like, it's sorry to say, but it's like, you know, we...
I hate to say it. I'm a gaijin. We need gaijin.
We need that anchor to
Juice
help.
Robinson.
Okay, we got Juice.
Fit Finley.
You got the Gorillas of Destiny.
Dave Finley.
Dave Finley.
Oh, yeah, Jay White.
Yeah.
New leader of the Bullet Club. I like him now. I hated him before, but I actually like Jay White now.
I still don't like him.
No?
Because he's a bad guy. I don't like bad guys.
Okay. Yeah, but I think, I don't know who I was talking about him with that I'm like, he's just like the perfect, like he's the perfect fit. As far as, like, if you look at all the leaders from AJ Styles to
Adam Cole
and Finn Balor.
Yeah, he's like, got that smug.
He's that look, just like that young, good-looking American.
Yeah, guy jeans.
Yeah, like, so he's perfect for Bullet
Smaller
Club.
Smaller guy.
Plus,
but
I think he's a heavyweight, too. He's a heavyweight.
I don't think Bullet Club will, but who's to say? I don't know if it'll rise back to its heights, you know what I mean, without those big guys.
And I think what they're doing, though, with Cutthroat Era is they're going to become more, you know, more heel type. The only thing is, Suzuki-Gun is also heel.
Yes. Yeah.
So you have Suzuki-Gun and you have the Bullet Club.
But they're going to be more
heels. Heel factions. Yeah. But then the only babyface faction is Chaos.
Yeah.
And, that means they got to fight them both.
And just New Japan Stars.
That's it.
What they need, I feel like they need like another group.
Babyface faction.
Or even integrate story to whereas you have, you know, who's fighting for that number one bad guy spot. Something.
Well, coming I just feel like number one spot.
I'm just thinking like going back. What was that joint? Like, I remember there being a time in WCW where I feel like there was more than one heel faction. Because bad guys were running WCW at one point. It wasn't just NWO being huge. Like, there was other smaller.
Like the LWO.
Or like the
were
Flock.
They heels?
I guess so.
And
Conan.
What? NWO Red and Black, Wolfpack? Are you talking about Conan's group, Filthy Animals? Like, I think they were like in-betweeners.
Natural Born Thrillers.
They were all tweeners, yeah.
I also think, though.
Like Natural Born Thrillers?
One thing I didn't really like about Natural Born Thrillers was
above average Mike Sanders. It was Sean O'Hare. It was Mark Jindrak. It was six of them in that group.
Young cats.
Yeah, they
were dope.
But going back to Wrestle Kingdom,
everybody who wasn't in a squad. Basically. Like, they would just come.
It was some G's. I love that group, bro.
Going back to Wrestle Kingdom, the other thing that I didn't like, there's too many triple threats. Like, there could have been a definitive story. Like, they had a triple threat for the junior tag belt and for the heavy tag belt. And then they had a triple threat, Suzuki-Gun, the Elite, and in the pre-show.
It feels like WrestleMania.
Yeah. So what they either need to do is either expand the show to be longer or make another day. Do a two-day.
You want to get everybody in and get them a payday, and I get that. But, yeah, like expanding the show.
There needs to be more payoff,
I'd be okay
though.
With that.
Yeah.
Neo, does the new Bullet Club, do they have a new logo?
No, but they have a subgroup with the firing squad, but the logo is still the same, the skull and the two AKs.
Right, I remember that one. But didn't they – isn't the logo dead now? or did pro wrestling tees that they weren't making anymore?
So Bullet Club shirts that or something? That is dead for mm-hmm. the Elite. The Elite are no longer Bullet Club or making Bullet Club shirts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all making their own shirts. All
right.
So you but can't the Bullet get a, Club logo in itself is living on.
Right now because that's Club. Owned by New Japan.
Okay.
Oh yeah, they're going to keep going to keep that going.
Yeah.
As long as they can. So
like there's no more Villain Club shirt, no more American Nightmare Bullet Club like shirt, no more Hangman mm-hmm. shirt with the Bullet Club moniker.
Okay. Yeah.
On the bright side is that Bullet Club did reintegrate Chase Owens and Yujiro.
Mm. If you I like watch, Chase Owens.
If you watch New Year's Dash, yeah.
And then you got the Gorillas of Destiny, aren't they Bullet Club? Ain't that
through and through?
The two,
Tonga and Tangaloa.
Yeah, yeah. Tama Tonga and Tanga.
Well, Tama Tonga is the good guy now.
Oh well,
he's going good supposedly. So
good
we'll
guy Tama Tonga.
I think that he needed to be the good guy to re-welcome Chase and Yujiro. I'm sure they'll be up to their bad boy antics.
So speaking of bad boy antics, I'm going to end the show on one man.
Well, can you real quick though before you end the show? Do you have a match of the night though for Wrestle Kingdom? Like, what was your match?
Oh man,
yeah.
Honestly, I thought Jericho Naito.
Naito.
I thought it told the best story.
Mm-hmm.
Really well done match. I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I thought that was my favorite. What did you think?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think the story that they told was very heartwarming. I
close
like the fact
second though. Sorry to cut you
yeah,
off.
Yeah.
Jay White and Okada.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
Okada
match.
Trunks.
That was my favorite. Match.
When I saw the trunks, I freaking popped. I was late to on the internet, but I was like, Trunks, yeah,
Okada Trunks.
Yeah. So I will
him
say,
in trunks, you were excited to see
because it's yeah. like that was like him a symbol of him going back to the old his old dress
Miss
style.
The old Okada
because he used to
with
wear
blonde
pants.
Hair.
He was doing
yeah,
because
he used to wear the pants,
no red hair.
So it was like, no, I'm going back to the way I was winning
and he
with
came,
the trunks.
He came yeah, with know, Rainmaker.
He had this, like, fall from grace or whatever.
He didn't yeah. do the balloons. He didn't do balloons. He came with Rainmaker.
Rainmaker. Yeah. So it was like, it's all symbolic. Like, yeah. people went crazy. Like, there was a pop in the building when they saw he had trunks on.
Yeah. Okada and, like, dies.
What was the dope. Balloons for?
He did the balloons prior to, or he did the balloons after he lost the title. He would just come out with balloons, hand them out,
yeah,
and shit like
that.
He had red hair.
It was kind of silly.
He had red hair.
So he's like,
know?
Forget
so
all
he
that.
Came back with the
I'm
match.
The Rainmaker again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rainmaker.
So both of you guys had the same answer for a match of the night.
Nope.
I got a question for you. You did. You said you agreed with him.
I agreed with him that it was a great match.
Oh, what was your match of the night? I'm
My
sorry,
match
sir.
Of the night was Zack Sabre Jr. versus Ishii. For the Rev Pro title.
Very,
that was
very
physical.
Technical.
That was
super
okay.
physical. Stiff match.
Yeah,
that
was
good.
Stiff as hell.
I like that.
I can't
that
believe
good.
That lean little dude, Zack Sabre Jr.
Zack Sabre Jr., that's your
he
boy.
He took that. He took those clotheslines and the headbutts from Ishii. He took the chop to the throat. I was like,
yeah,
man,
they get it cracked.
That's a tough one.
And
he's
I think
a
the close.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, and the close second was Kota and Ospreay.
Okay.
Yo.
That was great. That's
Yo,
the one I
was
probably
my,
looking most
was,
forward to.
Too sweet me on that, bro. That was like, that yeah. was my joint.
When Ospreay yeah. did that behind the back like neck chop.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god! He knocked him out, didn't he? I think he knocked him out.
There
with
was
that
so
elbow
many
to the back
near
of his head.
Moments in that match that was just like had me at the edge of my seat between
so
that and the Jay White and Okada match, which I absolutely love because like, I'm a huge fan. I've been a huge fan of Jay White.
I can't chime in on this because I haven't watched it, Matt Maniacs, but I am gonna go watch it. So,
check it out, man. I would
you know,
I would suggest
good wrestling,
even
good
skipping through
you,
watching
you
some of the
it.
Our favorite matches. You'll enjoy it.
You could probably
also,
skip through like the tag team stuff.
But yeah. I wanted to ask you guys, so who had the best entrance of the night?
I'm biased, but I think Kenny did.
Omega, yep.
Kenny
yeah.
used like Always. He had clips from the Undertale game. He had the yeah. music from the Undertale game. He had the one wing on the joint with like, oh man, his costume,
the gauntlet,
like the
gut, yeah.
the getup was super dope.
Yeah.
Just Google his entrance. It'll be on YouTube. It's really good.
Yeah.
But where's I gonna go? Oh, I've told you guys about it, and I gotta put it over again because stuff like this needs to be put over and talked about.
Pay that money, Patreon. Okay, go ahead.
That and Impact Homecoming. That's all I'm gonna say,
man.
Guys, watch at least the last few matches. Mm-hmm. I think we just talked about it. That LAX Lucha Bros match, one of the best tag matches I've ever seen.
I agree. LAX is. Fire.
Dope. Women's title match was dope.
I mean, shit, Lucha Bros, some of the best.
Yeah, Johnny Impact yeah. and Cage had a great match. You got husband and wife winning titles for the first time
the
ever.
First ever, like, in any promotion, they're
first
saying.
First time Crazy. Ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, husband and wife.
I'm a new fan of Taya Valkyrie, Woo. By the way.
Like, Triple H and Stephanie did it, but they were kayfabe husband and wife at the time.
Right.
They weren't really married when she won the women's title.
I mean,
they were TV husband.
Stephanie's not like a believable women's champion, in my opinion.
Yeah, you know,
right. Shenanigans.
Hey, it's all predetermined. How do you know? Stephanie could probably hold her own. You know?
Oh my God!
True.
We don't know. Anyway, what we do know is we're running out of time. So we're going
to
take.
Do that, Neo?
What up?
She took a bump through a table.
Took a bump through a table. Can you do that?
I got a bad back like Nick Jackson. I can't do that.
So one more time, I got to plug our show, The Ramble, before The Rumble, January 25th. Where? Crescent Ballroom. What time? 5 p.m. It's early. Get in there. Come talk to us.
Get out of work.
Come straight from work. Eat burritos. Talk. Have snacks, giveaways, posters, CDs, and music from myself, Teak Hall, Bear Ghost, Andy Savage, 5 p.m. After that, where are we going, Neo?
We're going to go to the Z1 tournament at the, what's the name of the art
Unexpected
gallery?
Unexpected Art Gallery. Zealot Pro Wrestling, first ever show, Joey Ryan. Who else?
Simon Grimm.
Who else?
American Kaiju, Devin Sparks.
Who else?
I really like that name.
Jack Jameson.
Who else?
We're going to have a...
And then...
What else?
I think it's going to be like a two out of three falls. I forget the name of the ladies, though.
Then. Is Joey Ryan wrestling? Do you think he is? He said he was cleared in February, so I think he might be wrestling.
And then... And then we're going to have Neo X in the building. We're going to have Teak Hall in the building. We're going to have Rock Knowledge in the building.
Yeah. Shout out to Rock.
In the building. We love you, bro. Where you at? In the building performing.
Definitely
going to come.
Zealot Wrestling.
Get Nia inaugural.
Hashtag get Nia to the Ramble.
It's going to be a fun time, y'all. Y'all got to come through.
Come through. I appreciate it so much. Thank you for being here. And Happy New Year to you and yours. And ladies and gentlemen, where can they find you, G1?
At G1 to the Rescue on all major forms of social media and Xbox Live if you want that smoke on WWE 2K19.
Woo!
Like Ran got.
My controller was busted. Anyway, I'm at Mega Ran. Come holler.
Yo, I am that. That. I am the NeoX.
I am that NeoX.
That. I am now that NeoX.
New name.
That NeoX.
I like it.
Yeah, the NeoX. Who's this guy?
Plus, all
Teak underscore Hall.
That's right.
And Teak underscore elite underscore hall.
Underscore elite underscore hall. I am that Neo underscore elite underscore X.
And that, my friends, is a contality. We out of here. Thanks for hanging out.
People are going to be like, I don't know where to find these guys at. Where
like, what the hell? Is it that the? I don't know.
It's your baby mama's favorite podcast.
It's elite. What?
Mania.
If you're on Patreon, stay tuned for an exclusive episode, which is coming at you right about now. As always, ladies and gentlemen, keep your shoulders
off the mat.